Some beautiful sounds from Solomon Parham featuring Lulu Fall on vocals. That tune is called Forward. You're in tune to Jazz 88, and we actually are in the building with not only Solomon Parham, but also Omar Abdul-Karim. They're getting prepared for two shows this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, kicking off season 15 of Legends at the Capri. The shows are on Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. The show is called Miles to Go in Old Orleans, and the event pays tribute to two unparalleled icons in the world of music, Louis Armstrong and Miles Davis. Solomon, first off, what a great tune, man. Thank you for making that one, and so glad to be sharing it here on Jazz 88.
Thank you. Thank you, Sean. Thank you.
And Omar, welcome back. I know you practically got a parking space here at this point because you're always over here. But
thank you for having me. Very pleasure.
Now, there's a lot of ground to cover when the material is Louis Armstrong and Miles Davis. This isn't players who had an eight-year career. These are folks who did what they did for decades and are pivotal artists in the story of jazz. How did you decide how to tackle honoring these icons? And I put that question to either of you.
Oh, you want me to start, brother? Well, for me, to tackle the canon of Louis Armstrong is daunting. But however, it's kind of the natural order of progress if you're going to be a trumpet player. Mm-hmm. I think all trumpet players have the respect that they should have for Pops paving the way for us. So to actually like drill it down to some material was challenging, but to capture the essence of his vibe is more of what I was striving for.
Yeah, it's baked into learning how to be a trumpet player. So you just figure out how to do the highlight.
Absolutely.
Omar, you want to talk a little bit about thinking about how to honor Miles Davis?
Yeah, well, that's Miles and Louis Armstrong are people that I've been listening to since I was a baby.
Right.
My father was playing these records for me before I knew who they were. So it's like it's ingrained in me. Mm. It's like a culture,
right?
That I grew up in. So it's just honoring the people that I love, and the people that inspire me, the people that I look up to musically, and you know they paved the way for us.
Yeah,
and they want us. I know they would want us to keep us growing and innovating. And that's what we're doing. That's what we're going to do at this show.
Yes, so. That's right. Kicking off season 15 of Legends at the Capri this Saturday and Sunday. Now, Omar and Solomon, I've had the honor of seeing you play. Solomon, I've even had the honor of sharing a stage with you from time to time. Mm-hmm. I have heard you speak through your horns. But I have to ask this question. They've been doing 15 seasons of this thing. This is the first time where it's an instrumental performance. There isn't a vocalist kind of at the helm. How do you create that human connection with your audience when you're using a horn, not just a human voice? How do you make sure you still lock in with the audience?
Well, firstly, one thing my father always taught me, he says, when hearts speak, other hearts respond. So when you're coming from a place that's genuine, even if there's no words, people are going to feel it, you know, and that's one way that we're definitely going to connect to the audience. At least that's my goal.
Having your heart speak.
Yeah, have my heart speak and be honest and genuine and vulnerable and being present in the moment. And when you put yourself out there in that way, that allows people to feel connected, I believe, and it brings you closer to them. And on top of that, you know, Solomon is a brilliant educator with a stellar
Come on. You can do it.
Excuse me. Vocabulary.
My man.
And, go ahead, Solomon. Let him know.
Well, thank you. Well, what you said, Omar, you know, we're going to be vulnerable. We're going to be honest. We're going to be true to what we are from. But it's a party. This is trumpet. It's like the audience is going to quickly understand the vibe we're on because that trumpet is so powerful. It's going to make you do other things. And then when you got those lip trills like Pops and you got those very sensual cascading phrases of Miles, you're going to respond.
Okay.
And then last but not least, this raspy voice that I was born with, I'm going to use it. And we're going to talk a little bit when I get on that microphone. So I want the people to hear how cool this is going to be for them.
Well, you both actually both have beautiful speaking voices and beautiful voices when the horn is in your mouth as well.
Yeah.
We're going to do a quick traffic check with Bob Yerick, and then we're going to ask a question, and then I'm looking forward to playing West End Blues from Louis Armstrong. Right now, let's turn it over to our friend Bob Yerick. He is in Roseville with First Alert Traffic. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Sean, watching in South Minneapolis, West 62 at Highway 77. It's a vehicle without a tire or wheel, actually, on the right shoulder. The right lane is currently blocked. A couple of law enforcement vehicles out with that one. So we're seeing traffic pushed over to that left side to get through. In Minneapolis, northbound 35W at 26th Street, there's a disabled vehicle waiting for a tow truck. It's over on the left shoulder. Live from the RTMC, it's Jazz 88 Traffic.
Bob, my daughter has to be at school at 7:30, so I was up bright and early today, and I heard you say, "Sun up comes in 4 minutes from now this morning." I had to wonder, Bob Yerick, if you could just set your sunup and sundown time at the exact same times for all months of the year, what would you choose for your sunup and sundown times?
A universal time for sunup would be 7 a.m. The universal sunset time would be 9 p.m.
Okay, having some long days there. He is going to struggle during Ramadan with his answers, Omar Abdul Karim, I'll tell you that much.
Big time.
You are in tune to Jazz 88, and we are chatting a little bit with Omar Abdul Karim and Solomon Parham. They're getting ready for some shows at the Capri Theater this weekend, Saturday, 7 p.m., Sunday at 3 p.m. The show is called Miles to Go in Old Orleans, celebrating two unparalleled icons in the world of music. They play trumpet, but they were also just absolute iconoclasts in the way they presented their art and did their thing. Louis Armstrong and Miles Davis. Now, you both established in some of the answers you shared previously, it wasn't like Dennis Spears calls you up and you go, "Let me write it down. Miles Davis? Okay, I'll check out his records." You know, like, these are people you knew, but I know you dug deeper and figured out how to present this music. Omar, what's something you learned from one of these two artists in your preparation for this show?
Just that your music, your art is just a reflection of who you are. And just like Miles, he didn't take no crap, you know, in his personal life. And it's the same thing with his music. You know, he was playing how he felt. Some people say, "Hey, I want to hear that, you know, Kind of Blue again. He played that." He said, "If you want to hear that again, buy the record. This is not where I'm at in my life." And that shows you how genuine he was. He's going to play what was going on in his life at that moment. It wasn't about, "Oh, I need to play this because the record label wants me to play this," or, "You know, this is going to pay me this amount of money."
Right.
Or, no, he was like, I'm sure, you know, it had some business side in there too, but for the most part, you know, it represents who you are. And I think when you're honest with yourself and with the people, that's when it's really going to resonate. Instead of thinking about, "Oh, I need to try to make this song because this is what's popular now," or "What this is what's going on now." It's like, no, that's not how you're going to be an innovator, and that's not how you're going to reach the people. You know, so that's what, you know, I picked up from Miles. I've known that, but it just, the more I went into it, the more it kind of solidified that how important that is in your art.
And Solomon, I know you've been doing your homework as well for these shows coming up at the Capri Theater this weekend. What have you learned as you've been preparing to honor Miles Davis and Louis Armstrong?
The good thing about this is I had an opportunity to honor Miles Davis at some point a few years ago in Uptown. And I did a Miles tribute. It taught me a whole lot about the aesthetic that Miles and his prowess, where he creates from. I had to really embrace what his intuitive genius was. And now having the opportunity to, you know, and go back and really, really dig into the pops is resilience, is stamina, is being very... you know, stomp your foot, as a matter of fact. And every note has to have a meaning behind it. Not one pitch or rhythm is fragile, nor is it frivolous. So studying pops is really good. It's like studying for, you know, a heavyweight fight for those that train. So there's a lot going into it, but it's humbling at the same time.
It's a tall order. I believe you two are up to it, and you got a great band behind you, Jack Breen, Kavyesh Kavaraj, Ted Olson, and Kevin Washington. The shows are Saturday at 7 p.m., Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Capri in Minneapolis, kicking off Season 15 of Legends. Like I said, we're going to hit West End Blues from Louis Armstrong. Omar Abdul Karim, Solomon Parham, thank you for all you do, and thank you for visiting Jazz 88.